This is Natalie Prass, and you've left regular radio behind. This is WEXT.
Step to the rhythm of a new track. Flat tone away, we're hot for the mountain. No, 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 we won't take that. Break down the door and we'll be the path. And go the way we see us less crowded. So let us raise a toast to the ones we love the most. Have no fear, come in here, we will make you feel at home. So let us raise and the past, we'll keep on shaking till we break it. what you know about it. So let us raise a toast to the ones we love the most. Have no fear, come in here, we will make you feel at home. So let us raise a glass to the future and the past. Keep on shaking till we break it. Hey, nobody's gonna last. Slowly rising up, slowly rising up, slowly rising up, slowly.
Thanks for being here with us tonight. we're from Richmond, Virginia. My name's Natalie Press. Those were two songs from the new record that I have over here. It's my second full-length record.
Oh, you plucked me from the vine. Run away. You are a bird of prey with a heart like that. on this run and chase. It's almost like I planned it. Never have I felt understood on me before. Ooh. No, I never said it. It was you knocking on my door. I know all this run and chase. It is almost like I planned it. It's out of and it's out of my control. Hey, I know.
On the guitar, everybody. This is Corey. Is this only like your third show with me? Second? Yeah. That's pretty cool. He's killing it.
And this is WEXT. I'm Chris Wink. In the studio with me right now, Natalie Press.
Hey, Chris. Hello.
Hi there. Great to have you.
It's great to be here.
Your album, The Future and the Past.
Mm-hmm.
This is your second album.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is the album that came out with this pretty cover, is this the album you meant to make? When you first started working on this?
Not at all. So my first record came out in 2015. So all of 2015 and a little bit of 2016, I was touring on it. And then I'm one of those people I have to designate time to write. I can't write when I'm touring. So I wrote a ton of music, wasn't touring, had like, I don't know, I want to say maybe 4 albums worth of songs or something. And I finally came up with a record I wanted to record, and we were going to record it in December of 2016, but then the election happened in November. The next day, I called Matthew E. White, the producer, and I said, I can't record that record. There's no way. I have to say something about what's going on.
So did you throw everything out?
That was the idea. I wanted to give myself the chance to try to rewrite the whole thing, but I also am a very picky person, and I want to be kind to myself, and I was like, I'll keep some songs off the old record if I can't write music that is up to par with what I would want to release and be proud of. Yeah.
Sure. Did you feel a sense of responsibility to talk about stuff? Is that what happened?
I did. I really did. And I know, you know, that's controversial for a lot of people, but I just thought, a lot of my favorite songwriters talk about what's happening socially, and that music lives forever. And I think it's really important to have like a timepiece when you're an artist and to filter through what's happening so maybe you can help others deal with it as well. I really believe in that.
Were you also sort of thinking about, as stuff transpired, sort of how people were treating each other maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it seems like there's not only the political lean to some of the songs, but sort of a personal relationship kind of thing going on.
Totally. Yeah. It's very tricky writing political music.
How so?
It's not easy because these huge, huge issues that you need to condense into something. I wanted it to be danceable. I wanted it to be easy to digest and singable even. And to take these really big, heavy issues that need a lot of fixing, you know, and to talk about it in 3 minutes was is a big challenge. And for it to not sound like you're pointing fingers, or I didn't want it to be negative at all. I'm really proud of what we did, you know. I think we all made a really good record.
I did want to talk a little bit about that song, Sisters, that's on the record. That's one of my favorite songs.
It's, Thank you.
Is it what I think it is, a female empowerment kind of thing going on in there?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
That doesn't seem like you veiled that one too much.
No, that one's probably the most like hard on my sleeve. This is what, no hiding anything. Like Hot for the Mountain on the record is very veiled, but... Sisters is very
not so much
out in the open. Yeah, I felt very hopeless after Hillary lost because I really wanted there to be a female president, and plus I really like her a lot. So I just felt, as a woman who I'm in charge of my own business, I put myself out there all the time, and it just made me feel like people don't want to listen to what women have to say and don't want to listen to a leader that's a woman leader. And I just felt really hopeless, like, well, what am I doing, as a woman songwriter and artist,
Well, do you feel a little of that in the music industry yourself for what you do?
Yeah, at times. I definitely felt it more. It's changing now, and that's very exciting for me, but there's still a lot that needs to be done,
Perhaps.
Feel outnumbered.
Well, hopefully that's changing, right? And you're helping to make that change.
Yeah.
We're in the studio. Natalie Prass is here. I wanted to talk a little bit about your style, because the stuff you wear on the cover of this, you also wear a lot in performances, sort of a mix of masculine and feminine.
Yeah.
Obviously, especially if you're putting it on the cover of an album, you probably meant that.
Yeah, I did.
Something. What do you mean by this?
I guess just... Well, I've always personally felt I wasn't quite girly enough or boyish, manly enough. I've always felt very in between, especially because I wanted to be a musician, songwriter from a very young age. I wrote my first song in first grade. I started a girl singing group in elementary school, and then I started a band, a rock band, in middle school. And then from that point on, I was, the only girl that played music and wrote songs in my hometown. And it wasn't until I got to college, and I met other girls that were doing the same thing I was doing, writing songs, fronting bands, playing instruments. I've always kind of felt like I had to blend in with guys so I could be in bands and be in this business. And then just with the music is pretty in your face. It also blends the feminine and masculine sounds. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I guess I just wanted to put that out there, that the kind of gender, the roles, are as far as like characteristics of how women should be, how men should be, just trying to kind of blend that a little more on the cover. And then what I wear on stage, I wear a lot of neckties and on stage, and balanced with a dress or something or a skirt.
Natalie Prass is here. Her album is called The Future and the Past. We've loved that song, Short Court Style. There's these songs that lean political.
Uh-huh.
And then there's these relationship songs, mm-hmm. like that one and Lost.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you remember me asking you in Philadelphia,
what on earth
does Short Court Style mean?
That's why I started laughing. I was like, I know you're going to ask me about the title.
Well, I promised yesterday to listeners that I was going to ask with witnesses this time, because I asked you just when we were a sidebar in Philadelphia. Nobody else knew I was asking that.
Yeah, exactly.
So now we're on the radio and I'm asking it. What does Short Court Style mean?
Okay, so Short Court Style was written for a short film. My friend Teddy Blanks and his partner Alex Karpovsky were making a short film, and they asked me to write the music for it. And they were very vague about what kind of music they wanted, but they said for the opening montage, like something upbeat. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of like Bee Gees and stuff. So I just wrote the music with my friend Kyle Ryan. We just recorded everything, the two of us, and made the music ourselves, wrote no lyrics, and we needed a hold title. And so we called it Short Court Style because I was holding a coffee drink in my hand called a cortado. And I was just, just riffing like, what do we call this thing? And I'm like, court, short court. It's short court style. But then we decided to spell it C-O-U-R-T, and maybe like... It sounds kind of sporty or something.
Yeah.
So it's just like nonsense. It was called Short Court Style for so long before I wrote lyrics to it.
So you converted it to a song for this album.
Exactly.
And it's a relationship song?
Yeah. It's just about being in a relationship that actually works, that's actually really healthy, and you work through your problems, or it's a relationship where you found somebody where it's actually worth to like do the hard work and work through the problems because you want to make it a positive you want to make it the relationship work and successful. So it's about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Natalie Prass here with me. We're talking about her record, her music, the future and the past. You've gotten a lot of notice from a lot of really important folks at NPR Music, Pitchfork, all these. When that spotlight starts getting focused on you, does that make you feel any pressure to make the next thing something?
Yes. I mean, I think it's always good to have pressure because at least for me, I love working under pressure. I love challenges. It makes me want to work harder, makes me want to dig deeper. It doesn't make me shy away or like scared. It just makes me want to like really show myself. I like one-up myself. So I think that might be a big reason why the record from this record I just released is a little different than my first record, because I wanted to push myself more.
To one-up yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What that pressure does for you is it sort of makes you reevaluate where you are, what you're
exactly.
at, and say, okay, well, I did that, and everybody really thought that was cool. Now what?
Well, check this out. Yeah, yeah. 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 And I love, I mean, I'm a music, I mean, you know, like you're a radio DJ. It's like I'm obsessed with music. I love listening to music. Music is my number one inspiration, and it makes me like enjoy, brings so much beauty to life. And I listen to music every single day. There's no boundaries. You can just keep going and keep exploring. And so I can't wait to start recording the next record because I don't know where I'm going to go, and it's really exciting.
I read that you're a big fan of Karen Carpenter.
Oh my gosh, yes.
See, I read that, and apparently it's true.
It's true.
Do you identify with her somehow?
I do. Well, we're both Pisces. Well, I've gotten that I looked like her since I was a young age, and my very first like getting paid to sing session, I sang a Karen Carpenter song. It was because like, oh, you kind of look like her. Learn this song.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I had no idea who she was. And I guess just from there, I started learning more about her. I mean, I fell in love with her voice, for one. It's the most tender, like very just warm, inviting, very kind. It's such a kind sound, her voice. You feel like you're just getting hugged when you're listening to her sing, you know? And then I started learning more about her and just how her musicianship as a drummer was, I mean, she was just incredible.
And she pushed herself to one-up herself all the time.
All the time, yeah. And she has kind of just feeling, knowing how, you know, my journey as a woman in the music industry and how she was way more successful than me as like a 19-year-old, so I can't imagine the pressure. Also just back in that time, how hard it must have been for her, and all she wanted to do was just play drums, but she got pushed up to the front of the stage to be a singer, and she got just all the judging and all of that. She couldn't handle it, and the one thing she could control was, like, you know, she thought was her diet, and it's just like it's this tragic story. But she's also really goofy, she's really kind, she just seems like a really an amazing person. I don't know, I just really connected with her on a lot of levels, and I just really feel for her, and I have such like a big heavy spot in my heart for her.
Natalie Prass is here. Her album is called The Future and the Past. Natalie, thank you so much for coming by and talking
thank
about
you.
Your record.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to hear what you do when you one up yourself the next time.
Yeah. I'll be back. This is Natalie Prass, and thank you for being a member of WEXT.
Natalie Prass. We're from Richmond, Virginia. It's been a pleasure. You guys are great. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you.
Today's Live at EXT concert was recorded at The Linda, 339 Central Avenue. For more information about The Linda, visit thelinda.org. Special thanks to Matthew Plummer, mixing engineer.